So we're starting already with the dipsticks of the week, according to the Winston-Salem Journal. There is a loser at Lexington. Is talking about leaving the store with a big chunk of change. A Lexington man is accused of stealing and trying to use a fake $1 million bill to pay for his purchase at a Walmart. Must have been a complete idiot. Michael Anthony Fuller, 53, of Parker Street, walked into Walmart on Lowe's Boulevard in Lexington on November 17th. He shopped for a while, picking up a vacuum cleaner, a microwave oven, and other merchandise, totaling $476, the arrest warrant says. When he got to the register, Fuller gave the cashier a phony bill, saying it was real. Store staff called police. Fuller was later charged with attempting to obtain property by false pretenses and uttering a forged instrument, both felonies. The warrant says the fake $1 million bill was used, and of course there's no such thing. Largest bill in circulation is a $100 bill in 1969. Federal officials discontinued the use of a $500 bill, $1,000 bill, $5,000 bill, and $10,000 bills because lack of public use, probably lack of public money. So we've all seen these novelty joke bills, and this guy that went to try buy the vacuum cleaner is not a novelty, but he certainly is a joke himself, and hopefully he'll do a little jail time over his dumb stunt. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.